May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today, as we draw to a close this afternoon and we look ahead to this evening and even towards this weekend, during this daily message of hope, I'm very privileged to be joined by Devin Klein, who works at the St. Joseph's Cathedral. And perhaps for those of you who have watched Mass at the cathedral, what do they call that? Stream? Live stream?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't do that whole thing. Or you listen to the Mass online. If you watch the bishop offer Mass at the cathedral, Devin is a part of that drama of bringing the Mass to the faithful near and far. Devin, it's Friday in the month of September, a month dedicated to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, Friday is set aside to venerating the passion of our Lord. Now, you have a beautiful perspective on our holy Catholic faith. And being a young man, 23 years of age?
Yes.
When you think of the passion of our Lord, you know, and you also think of the invitation the Lord gives to us to consecrate this present moment to him, to set it aside for the Lord, whether we're in a car, whether we're at home, whether we're at work, whether we're listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio on the radio or online, and you think just it's Friday, it's the end of the work week, we're heading into the weekend, we're in the month of September, the month of the Holy Cross, on Friday, a day of penance and prayer, an opportunity to unite ourselves to the suffering and to the love Jesus has for us on the cross. I just gave you a lot. What's your first reaction?
It's a lot.
And pause.
My first reaction to the question that you posed?
Sure. Yeah. There you go. Answer.
The first thought is I don't know, just the opportunity that comes in that, to join ourselves to our Lord and to his suffering. And it's any of our sufferings are totally inadequate, right? They don't compare in any way to our Lord's sufferings, but he allows us to have these small trials and to be redundant sufferings, to come closer to him.
Yeah, to unite ourselves to him. Sure.
And another thought that came when you were first opening up is just the passion of our Lord.
Yeah.
Just, I think that we have a tendency to focus on almost like a guilt trip.
Where
the Lord is doing this and I feel so terrible and I'm ashamed of who I am because how can I live the way I live when our Lord does what he does for me and has done what he has done for me? And I think this a great reflection on the passion of our Lord is kind of the reverse of that, of, you know, focusing on the love that he's exhibiting in that moment. Mm-hmm. Of I'm not holding myself up here to make you feel bad. I'm holding myself up here to show you just how far I would go to bring you back into my Sacred Heart, to bring you back into the kingdom of our God. So that's all I have to
do. Sure. Now, here's a question. Being young, full of life, you know the beauty of God's kingdom through the sacraments and the beauty of the church. You made a decision, an intentional decision to become Catholic. Mm. Why? You entered the church 3 years ago.
Yes.
You know, you encountered the Lord through the Gospels and you know, through the unfolding of reality. But why would a young man like yourself at the age of 20, give or take, you know, why would you decide to become Catholic? You know, we're not exactly the most popular lot today.
Right. So. And that was a real struggle. No, but I think that when you come into contact with the truth, you can't help but follow it.
And I think
that's where I was. It was, I didn't like everything that the church taught.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like everything that was going on. I didn't like everything that the church taught. I didn't like all the rules.
Sure.
You know, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But it was true.
Yeah.
And I couldn't deny that fact.
Yeah. It's like when you don't like the law of gravity.
Yeah.
It's still true.
If I trip, I'm falling on my face.
It's true. But what do we offer? I mean, just what do we offer the world? What do we offer people in the world who are struggling, who are lost, who are stumbling, and yet they look at the church and they're like, ugh, there's like billions of do's and don'ts. I'm just tired. I want to do what I want, but I want salvation.
Right.
Well, I want the glory. I want the bliss. Beatific vision. I don't know what that is, but I'll take two sides of that. You know? Sure. And then you're like, well, you got to become Catholic. You're like, what?
Yeah. Well, I think that the bishop actually alluded to this in his homily just Sunday. He was talking about the Lord, specifically in John, where he's, you know, he's giving the bread of life discourse.
Mm.
And one of the things that the bishop had mentioned that has come up in my mind before is that the Lord doesn't sacrifice truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in his preaching, he says it and his disciples say, this is a hard teaching.
Yeah.
Who can accept this? And they leave and he doesn't go chasing after them.
Right.
He doesn't like, oh wait, no, let me make this easier for you. I'm sorry.
It's true.
I don't know where I was going.
Well, there has to be that humility in our humanity to say, it's like, okay, this is a difficult teaching, mm-hmm. but like in the words of Peter to Jesus, you know, you have the words of everlasting life.
Right.
You know, I don't. My neighbors don't. And, you know, I always fall back on that, you know, as a priest, as a public person, someone who wears a uniform and is, you know, pretty visible when you wear this uniform in the world, and people, sure. you know, say, well, you know, I just don't agree with this, or I can't follow that. Or, you know, in my heart, I think of two things. I think of our Lord on the cross, and I think of the Lord coming out of the tomb. Yeah. And it's those two like pillars, if you will. And it's like someone struggling with some dimension of teaching, like, well, I don't really know that Jesus is truly present in bread. And it's like, okay, well, it's the Holy Eucharist and we're going based on his words. Well, I'm not really so sure about that. And it's like, well, I'll tell you what, you drop dead, wait 3 days, see if you can come back on your own, and then I'll listen to you. But until you do, I'm going to follow the one who can and does and did and will forever. You know, the Lord, he comes back from the dead to save us, just as he died on the cross out of love for us. And the reality of that drama of love, you know, his sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection from the dead, it lends for the soul that is willing to follow and listen and believe and maybe, truth be told, wrestle with the Lord, you know, wrestle with him. And it's like, okay, I mean, I got a lot of people telling me a lot of different stuff. So who's right? Who's wrong? Who's lost? Who's found? You know, who's okay? Who's nuts? It's like, and then there's this voice, you know, that is the voice of the Lord crying out to us. And it's more like a whisper when all of the other voices around us are like loud screams. But the Lord's whisper is very persistent. And yet it's always asking us to just come away and rest, come away and pray, you know? And I think it's only in light of his love that the cross makes sense. It's only in light of his love that, you know, performing a penance on Friday makes sense. If it's not for love of Jesus, penances are just torture. And sure. that's wrong. Yeah. We don't believe in that. We don't believe in self-hatred. We don't believe in self-torture. Symbol. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, really has to be any penance we undertake, any discipline we undertake has to be done so as a result of our love for the Lord with a true and healthy sense of denial. I'm going to say no to a good of creation so that I can become strong enough to say yes to the greater good of heaven, which awaits us. And that's what ultimately keeps us from becoming these like negative Nancy, Debbie Downers, you know, everything's horrible, the world's coming to an end. You're like, ah, you need more fiber. You know? It's like Friday is a day of penance. It's the day of the Lord. It's the day of the cross. But for the one who loves, there's still joy in the presence of all of that. There's still incredible joy in the midst of all of that. And I think that's one of the things that our holy faith offers to the world is that sense of joy, even in the midst of penance, even in the midst of discipline, even in the midst of the cross, to have that joy. You know, Our Lady, we call her the Mother of Sorrows, but that doesn't mean she lost the joy of the Annunciation, the fact that God took flesh in the womb. You know, what was it like becoming Catholic and then hearing the word discipline, penance, denial? Friday. Lent. Yay.
It was new for me.
Sure.
You know, I definitely indulged myself in the flesh in various ways. And so, yeah, it was difficult, but I think because of the devotion that our Lord had placed on my heart for his sufferings and in the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary.
Yeah.
I was able to find peace in that.
Yeah.
In the different denials that I took on at that time. And, ultimately just helped draw closer.
Yeah.
Which is what we've been saying.
Right, right, right.
Cause that's the only reason any of it should be taken on.
Yeah.
I think, you know, sometimes we can even battle with pride.
Into totally.
Well, yep. Not sometimes.
I mean,
I don't know how it is for everybody else, but it seems to be constant. You know, in that, the intention should always be for the Lord and to join.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what filled with love. What would you throw out to our listeners right now? You know, some of them are in the car driving home or at work or at, you know, running errands, and it's like Friday, day of penance, but it's not Lent. Well, that doesn't mean it's not a day of penance. It's the day of our Lord's sacrifice. It's a day of an opportunity for us to unite ourselves to him on the cross and to unite some spirit of sacrifice on our part to his own. It's an invitation to unity. It's an invitation to intimacy and unity with Jesus. And to think sacrifice is not, you know, painful and agonizing, but sacrifice is that which we give up and we give back to the Lord. May the Lord give you his peace.